But where does O'Hara come in?
Wait a minute. O'Hara isn't even on the court.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we have Leland Carr is the Chief Justice. And Paul Adams is up for election. And Thomas M. Kavanaugh is so angry and so offended by the fact that his friend or his co-fellow Democrat, Paul Adams, has stepped out of line and voted against him for Chief Justice, that Thomas M. Kavanaugh went to work on it and supported Michael D. O'Hara, the Republican nominee for election to the Michigan Supreme Court. Took him all over the state to the Knights of Columbus and put in all kinds of endorsements among other such groups to get him elected. And I think also used his influence with the unions to dump Paul Adams. So Adams was defeated. And now I'd have to take a look at exactly when that occurred, but Adams...
This it was this, an election in the fall of 62. Yeah. That's when...
62.
Sure, because remember, O'Hara ran in 68 and got beat.
Okay. So it would have been, what, a short term from 62 to...
Well, see, Adams had been appointed, and he had, as I recall, he had to run.
Yep.
And then the constitutional screw-up came in there. But I'm almost sure that... that Adams was beaten by O'Hara.
Oh, I know he was beaten by O'Hara. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it had been right in there because Adams came back on.
Adams came back on as a result of an appointment by Swainson, wasn't he?
You're right. And he came on in probably the end of 63 or the early part of 64. And then...
No. No, because Swainson was elected in the year of
66.
Swainson was elected governor in 1960.
Oh, Adams ran and won, didn't he? I think Adams ran and won.
We could check it out.